Quiet on set.
And action.
Welcome to Hollywood and Vine, news, reviews, and occasional interviews about all the movies we're seeing and the few that aren't. I'm Tim Beasley.
And I'm Patrick Bonfresco.
And tonight we are joined by the wonderful podcast hosts of Stranger Brews, Dallas Wood and Josh Nelson.
What's up?
How's it going?
Dallas is in heaven, apparently.
Yeah, man. I'm in my warehouse because my office flooded where I normally record my podcasts. And so it's going to be a little echoey. I'm going to sound like a force ghost and shit.
I like it.
I just opened my first beer.
Nice.
I just took my sip of my first beer, but I'm already feeling a little drunk.
First of many. Here we go.
Well, tonight we're going to be taking a look at a cult classic, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. It came out before I was born.
Oh, for sure.
Cult classic, Strange Brew from 1983. So since I wasn't alive when this movie came out, someone else take it from here.
It was the year 3048 after World War III, eh?
Take it over from here, eh?
So this is started as a sketch on, is SCTV?
Yeah, SCTV in Canada, SCTV. With Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis and John Candy and Eugene Levy and God, who else is on that shit? Tons of people.
So the Canadian Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And then they did some comedy albums as well, I think, and then eventually made this movie.
I almost said the Canadian Man TV.
Yeah, well.
Sort of.
But yeah, it's a classic.
You know, my parents just loved the movie, so we watched it over and over and over. And even my grandparents, you know, because I have German grandparents. So just it was kind of a family thing. It was just, you know, always growing up. My most serious girlfriend, now wife, I mean, she loves the movie. I mean, and she's not a beer drinker. So it's just a testament to how good the movie is if you really give it a chance.
Yeah, same here. My dad watched it all the time. My mom probably thought it was stupid. I never asked her, but I probably should have. But my dad, he's like me. He would latch onto a movie and just watch it over and over and over. So I think he probably had it on beta. And I would always see the scene where Rick Moranis had drank all the beer.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what movie it was. And it just didn't make any sense to me because I was a little kid. But then when I stumbled upon it myself a couple years later, I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, man. And then they have the fire at the brewery or at the mental institution and he pisses on it for it to go.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hold it? Hey? Oh, yeah. Hey. And then he backs up to his crotch with those like spikes on that hockey uniform right in his nuts.
When did you first see it, Josh?
Actually, I've just watched it last month in preparation for starting up the Stranger Brews podcast. Because we were, you know, Dallas and I were talking about it. He goes, "I've got homework for you. You need to watch this fucking movie." And I'm like, "All right, let's get on it." And he's like, "It's called Strange Brew, or Strange Brews." And he's like, "Yeah, it's a Canadian like beer comedy thing, and it's super funny. I love it." And I'm like, "All right, cool." And like I was watching online, and it was one of those movies where like it wasn't because it wasn't good. I just was watching it during work hours. So I was like, I kept kind of, you know, coming back to it, leave, come back to it. But every time I would, you know, step away from my desk, come back, just some crazy fucking line, you know what I mean? And then they're like, "Oh, hey, this and that, hey." And I'm like, what is this? It's so campy, so goofy. I love it, though. And just like the whole thing with like the brewery, and there's like this secret plot to, you know, do mind control with the beer, and these two idiots are just like ruining everything.
Right. Lor San Tekka was busy back in the day.
Yeah, he was.
He's like, "Fucking, oh, man, the force is out of balance. I'm going to poison everybody with this fucking Oktoberfest beer."
He saw Jedi seven times.
Yeah. Hey, he saw Jedi seven times. You know, and it literally came out right after Jedi. That's what's crazy about that movie.
Really?
What about you, Tim? When did you first see it?
About 45 minutes ago. I started it last night, late at night, trying to, in preparation for this, and had to finish it up today, but there's definitely some hilarious parts of that movie. That Rick Moranis part where he drank all the beer, when they open up the bottom of that thing and she's like, she pops her head out, I'm like, no. They didn't go for that gag. Like, he's been sitting there drinking it all the time. Cause what, 2 minutes before that, he pees in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels warm in here.
Is it getting warmer in here? I don't feel nothing.
And then he drank it.
Yeah.
Hey, me and my brother Doug, eh, we always used to talk about how drowning a beer would be like heaven, eh? But I gotta tell you right now that this sucks.
The pissing to put the fire out, that was pretty funny. I was like, okay, that's what the payoff is for this joke.
Oh yeah, you did in 2 minutes what it would have taken us 2 hours to do.
Dude, when they show up to like the liquor store, whatever it is, that crazy ass conveyor belt, 12 case of Elsinore, go Yukon Gold, and they're just shooting it out and shit, and then they show up with the mouse in the bottle. Hey, so there we bought this beer from your store, eh? And we found like this mouse in a bottle, and we was at a party, and it was at a cop's house.
Our friend, a cop.
We heard you have to give us free beer, eh? And he's like, you got to go up to the brewery, eh?
Should we go to the brewery or the loony bin? Yeah, it really is a classic. There's just like, well, I watched it. Well, I listened back to it today while I was at work. I just had it in my headphones. And it's been a while since I've watched it. But those lines, just, you can't forget them. God, when they're pouring the beer that the dog drank back into the bottle for their dad.
Yeah.
No, that was so terrible. Jeez. It had like bits of shit floating in it.
Oh, like dog food. And how about Mel Blanc as his dad's voice? And
is his dad.
Dave,
yeah.
Thomas doing the acting.
So good.
And then they're fucking. They catch him fucking.
And one of my favorite bits is near the end when the dog is flying to Oktoberfest and he's just flying through and the background is just so catty, and it's like he's just got the cape on for no fucking reason at all.
The cape comes out of nowhere. They have like the fake Superman music.
He's just spray painted. They just took a Labrador dog and spray painted a white stripe on it.
Was he spray painted earlier in the movie though?
Yeah.
Is that just like how he was the whole movie? Because I could have swore he went from, I like finding those inaccuracies.
You know what? No. They painted him to make him look like a skunk so people would take off.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
No, right.
Yeah.
But wasn't, I think in the very first scene when they have the bowl
scene.
He wasn't
painted, nah.
No? I could have swore I saw like white on him before. That was what tripped me out. I'm like, I'll have to go back and watch it again. Man.
Oh, it's worth the second viewing. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those that just gets better with time.
Patrick is a robot. Patrick is a robot.
Oh, sorry about that. Domo, yeah, arigato.
No domo. Fix that shit.
It's just my internet.
Time for an upgrade.
Am I still a robot or am I back?
You're a little robotronic, but better. Patrick, how much are clothes in The Matrix? Probably one of the best, like, music action movie scenes at the end of that original Matrix when they hit, you know, Calm Like a Bomb from Rage Against the Machine, and he fucking just flies, and you're like, fuck, because you didn't know he could fly.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going with fucking, the way you said last scene, I thought you were talking about very last scene when he's fucking glowing like a golden god or whatever.
Oh, fighting in that train station or apartment complex, wherever the fuck they are, when he finally sees the code, the green code and shit.
No, I was thinking like Matrix 3. Like, I thought you were going all the way back.
Dude, you know
they're fighting out in the middle of nowhere and he just...
You want to know something crazy? Matrix, whatever the last one's called, was so terrible to me. I saw it in the theater. I've never seen it again. I don't even...
I think it was Revolutions.
fucking remember the movie at all.
Not good.
I just was like, fuck that. I'm never seeing that again.
I remember really liking him as like a middle schooler, but you know, that's about it. Dude, they don't hold up.
Dude, the only three rated R movies my wife has ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. She's seen Blazing Saddles. Never mind.
Okay, so four. Yeah, I saw both Matrix sequels in the theater, and I liked them then, and then I just lost interest after that. I bought them when they came out, and I think I watched them maybe once at home, maybe not. Just
they've talked about rebooting.
Just don't really. Yeah, I heard about that. What?
Why?
Wait, what?
What else? What do you got on that?
Why?
What do I got on it? Nothing.
Yeah, it's your show. You're the host. Walk us through it. What do you got?
I don't know. Let me Google. 1 sec. Well,
we hadn't finished talking about Strange Brew.
Oh, we'll come back to it. Don't worry. There is no format to the show. We just, you know.
Oh, I can't remember how it works here. I was a little drunk last time I recorded this show.
They'll fix it in post.
Exactly.
Last I heard, which is what I'm seeing here, Michael B. Jordan was talking about playing Neo's role.
So let me ask you this, Tim, and actually anybody can answer this, but do you think it would be a complete reboot, or it would be, you know, how it was mentioned in The Matrix that they just kept doing it over and over again and we'd see a different version of Neo?
I mean, isn't that a reboot?
Okay, but if, I guess my point is,
do you want them to reference
this is a
Neo?
Well, if this is a previous version of Neo, he can't really win at the end, right? The whole thing would just have to be rebooted, and it doesn't seem like it could take place after because they had closure. So I'm just, what would you prefer? Just start from scratch, and the first three didn't happen, or we're still in universe? And really, that's a question for anybody.
Good question.
I would say same universe, and it's a new iteration. But I think that's the whole point of what happened at the end of it, was that this was supposed to
be... Then again, I don't remember the end.
The whole... When he he goes to the machine HQ and fights Agent Smith and destroys him and basically saves the Matrix, then it looked like it was like the machines and the humans coming to a truce. But what does that mean? Who knows? Because you don't see that, so...
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that, I don't know, maybe, you know, the same universe, Neo's dead, Morpheus is an old man now or something like that, and they're rebooting again. I don't know.
Well, it would be the same Matrix, but it'd be a different version of the Matrix, but it would be updated, right, you know, to match, you know, today's, you know, graphical, like, updates and you know, today's, you're kind of more reflecting of a you know, 2017 society, where it's, you know, it's not super 90s, it's very, you know, modern present day. But in the Matrix, you don't technically, you know, if you're hacking into the Matrix, you don't have to age. But, you know, the problem is Lawrence Fishburne ages, so I guess he's mm-hmm. you know what I mean, but he's not so old where you couldn't just stick him in as, you know, as Morpheus again.
He could be old man Morpheus, right? Out on the, in Zion. Now he's in charge or something. He's leading.
Yeah.
Them. He's got a cane or something. Like, he doesn't actually go into the Matrix anymore.
Oh yeah, that's right. Cause I forgot about Zion. You have to be normal in Zion, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, with little plugs sticking out you and shit.
Yeah. I'd love to see Morpheus with a big old beard. That'd be badass.
Do you think instead of that giant thing they shove in the back of your head, it'll just be a lightning cable?
Yeah. Something like that.
Like, God damn this Matrix. Every time they redo it, I've got to buy new cables.
New dongles every fucking day.
There's no headphones this time.
This isn't the Matrix your father knows.
Or a shitty Toyota.
Huh?
The Matrix. Toyota Matrix.
Toyota Matrix. Gotcha.
I was like, what the fuck?
It's always funny when you have to explain the joke.
Exactly. Yep.
Dallas, that's the second fucking time you've gotten crickets on a podcast I've been on.
God damn it. I had them right here and I didn't use them.
Oh, man.
It's Don't all right. worry, there'll be another opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
So, dude, last night, like three times.
Patrick, all you have to do is stop all of our tracks right there, lay it in, and then have me come in right afterwards. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I could fix it, but I'll wait and see, because if he does it again, it'll be funnier that I nailed it the second time.
I do love how Stranger Brew, it's like, what, 20, not like 10 years later, all of a sudden we have like American Bill and Ted. It's almost the exact copy of them.
Oh, it wasn't even 10 years.
Yeah.
What, what year was Bill and Ted?
5 years?
89, 88.
So six years.
So yeah, 5, 6 years.
We can do that.
Yeah, it's a long tradition of, you know, two dopes. There's a couple others, and of course now they escape me.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah, there's that.
Where's your car, dude?
I don't know, dude. You got a tattoo, dude. Dude!
Sweet, what's mine say?
Dude! Sweet, what's mine say? Dude!
What does mine say?
Oh, and I had a Chinese drive-thru just like that movie the other day. What else you want? What else you want? And then in that movie, it's and then.
And then.
And then.
No, and then. And then. And then, and then, and then, and then, and then.
So speaking of drive-thrus, this just made me think of this. Did any of you guys get the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's the other day? They brought it back for like, what, one day?
Yeah, mistake.
And people were camping out for it.
I have no desire for that.
They announced that they're going to bring it out in January, I think, and keep it for like a month or something.
Hmm. You think these because like some stores only got 20 packets. You think this was like they checked the warehouse and they found like a box of?
Oh yeah, dude, I wasn't gonna eat any of that.
I think that's exactly what happened. Yeah, it had to be.
All you need is some barbecue, man. We don't need to fuck with anything else. Fuck that sweet and sour.
No way, man.
Fuck buttermilk ranch.
Dude, I take the sweet and sour and I put a shot of sriracha in it to spice it up.
Take the sweet and sour and the barbecue and mix it together.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Patrick, what the fuck are you putting that on?
French fries.
Ugh.
Oh, do anything, man. Like a taco, that'd be awesome on.
There you go.
I'm just saying, I don't know if Patrick's ever had a chicken nugget in his life.
Yes, I've had a chicken nugget.
So you break your code of ethics?
This was before I was vegetarian. I wasn't.
Patrick, did I tell you about the time my daughter said she was going to be a vegetarian like 3 months ago?
Oh, no. How'd this turn out?
Oh, so yeah, we were at the steakhouse. I mean,
hold on.
Pretty
fun. I'm
going to
put some music on for you while you talk about this because I know.
Oh, no. It's not even going to fit this music.
Okay.
So we're at the steakhouse.
I thought you were I'm just picturing the look of disappointment on your face.
No. It's awesome. Okay. No, this is an awesome story. So she's like, yeah, we're like trying to order the food. And she's like, oh, I don't want any meat. I'm a vegetarian. I'm like, oh, you're a vegetarian now? That's awesome. I said, so I don't have to share any more bacon with you. And she goes, wait, bacon's a meat? I go, yeah. She goes, I'm not a vegetarian anymore.
Yes. Welcome back, sister.
Yeah, I know her heart. I know how to get straight to her heart. She's 8 years old this month, man. And she is, I can read her like a book.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was just stoked. She told me she wanted to be Last Jedi Rey. So I was like, oh, fuck, I get to go buy a Force Effect saber.
That's badass. I love that she waited until you were at the steakhouse to tell you she's decided to go vegetarian.
Yeah, right. And then like kind of we were joking about it like a month later after it happened. You know, I think we were telling my mother-in-law or something. She was over for dinner and Ainsley's like, I wasn't like trying to be a vegetarian. I was just trying not to eat their meat. It wasn't Texas Roadhouse or something. Like her reasoning had all changed. I think because she was tired of hearing us laugh about it.
That's awesome.
She probably has one of these friends in the neighborhood that's parents are vegetarians or some shit. You know, you never know.
You need to find those friends and make sure that they're not friends anymore.
Oh, man. Like, if she had said, I'll stay a vegetarian, my next thing would have said, well, no more ground beef tacos at Taco Bell. And then she'd be like, no, no chicken quesadillas. Oh, I'm not a vegetarian anymore. I mean, she would have caved after that.
Well, I could introduce her to the potato tacos. And also, Tim's a big fan of these. If she likes bacon, Morningstar Farms makes a vegan bacon that even Tim would like.
Tim.
Well, guys, it was a nice podcast run. Anything else tonight? News, reviews, occasional? Yep, let's go. All right.
Patrick.
You disgusting fuck. I thought we were done with that.
That'd be like saying to me that kale chips taste just like Doritos. What the fuck, dude?
I mean, if you farted directly into a Dorito's mouth, maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Remember that episode? That which Jackass movie was it where they were putting the baby powder on the fart? You put Cheetos dust on the fart.
Every single
all of them.
I miss those movies, man. I miss the show. Yeah.
I think Ryan Dunn's death pretty much, you know, said, "Hey, we're not doing this anymore." Because I mean, they haven't done anything since that.
Well, dude, Johnny still has to use a catheter, like. He uses a catheter every day to piss because he hit himself in the dick so hard he broke it. Like,
oh, okay, I'm going to take a timeout. You guys knock yourself out. I'll be back.
Steve-O's all fucked up. All those guys can't even function, man. It's a damn shame.
See that, I thank them for that special they did on Steve-O when they were getting him out of, you know, his drug. Like, how much drugs the dude was consuming? Fuck, man. He must have. Did you see that? He had like all the whippets all over his apartment.
Yeah, he loved whippets.
It's like clanging around like you're walking down the sidewalk and it's covered in snow, but it's whippets tubes. It's crazy.
He's sober now, though. I've listened to him on a couple different podcasts.
Yeah, man. He'd like totally hit rock bottom and changed his shit. Yeah. Stuck to it, man.
So what the fuck is the deal with Max von Sydow's teeth in this movie?
Yeah, man. Well, he's super British, so, I mean, it's just like old school British teeth.
Yep.
But they were fucking great.
Swedish.
Yeah, well, it looks like a really shitty, like, denture. Because you notice, like, in Force Awakens, his teeth look completely different than they do in Strange Brew.
He is Swedish.
Yeah, I was going to say. He's got the Swedish.
That's almost British.
Swedes almost always get me, man.
They're a hot
There's
crew.
A picture of him that looks like he looks like Snoke in one of these pictures. Really old.
Oh, my God. Is this a new theory? Max von Sydow is Snoke?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Dude, he
actually,
looks like Goldmember, man.
It was Larson
fucking Goldmember.
What did you just say?
What?
Goldmember?
What did you say, Dallas?
Yeah, he's gold member, bro. Look at his fucking gold robe and his Swedish Holland peeling skin.
Ooh, I'll shave that for later. It's a keeper.
It's a keeper. Yes, yes. Shalty.
So shalty.
Shasty.
Would you like a bong and a blitz? Smoking a pancake?
A pipe and a crepe?
Hello, everybody. I am from Holland. Isn't that weird?
It's so weird, yes.
Scheiße.
That's one of my favorite accents to do. Just not like Dutch or anything like that. Just Michael Myers pretending to be Dutch.
So are you saying you're joining my cult of the theory that Snoke is Goldmember?
I think we're all in at this point. No, I think Tim's in. He doesn't want to admit it.
We'll talk about those theories later tonight.
So where do you guys stand on a fourth Austin Powers movie, since we're talking about movies? And
hopefully on its grave.
On its grave.
I'll watch the fuck out of it, even if it's terrible. I went to the Love Guru the one time I saw it.
Yeah, that was so
bad. You're the guy that saw it.
Well, it was funny. I didn't actually pay to see it. So I was working for a Mazda store as the used car manager. And we got these tickets to a screening from like one of our vendors, and it turned out it was the critic screening. So I saw this with the fucking critics. It was totally made it worse because these people were like,
were the
trashing it, dude.
Were you like, the only one left in the theater when it ended? Did they all get up and walk out?
Like practically, man. They were like, I think they wanted to watch it, really? Because think about it. If you're a critic, man, and that movie was so bad, and you knew it was going to be universally panned.
It's a train wreck. You stay and see how bad does this get.
But I did go and watch it. Like, I think it came on Amazon Prime or something, or my Starz subscription on there or something like that. And I was like, fuck, I'll just watch it. Like, it is funny, the Justin Timberlake parts where he's Lecoq. That's just too funny to me now. Like, if you're high, it's hilarious.
Apparently, I didn't get high and watch that because I found that movie was so fucking bad.
It's so terrible. I'm still going to say to you, it's terrible. But like Vern Troyer playing the Canadian coach as the little person hockey coach. What the fuck?
I'll tell you what's a great movie to watch when you're stoned is Hot Rod. Oh, my God.
Oh, really? God, yes.
You
know what I like? Pop Star. Have you seen that high?
No. Think I've seen.
Haven't seen it sober.
Oh, where he makes fun of it's basically the 3 Mile Island movie.
Lonely Island.
Lonely Island. So it's hilarious because it's just a Lonely Island movie, and I don't think people realize that they didn't. They should have pitched it like that because it's actually pretty funny. I mean, I didn't see it in the theater, so I guess I don't feel like I wasted money to see it. I watched it on Amazon Prime, but
hey, man,
it's on HBO.
I saw it actually. In the theater, and I don't feel like I wasted money.
I would laugh my ass off.
I was cracking up.
How about when they smoked weed out of that award?
It's just making fun of Bieber, basically, right?
Basically,
it's like making fun of any boy band. But you know, there's a lot of shots being taken at Bieber in it. But it's you know, Vanilla Ice, anybody like that, like who was in a group and that, like Beyonce, it could be kind of making fun of her a little bit.
Sounds wonderful.
You should check it out. I think you'd dig it.
And if you don't, I dig it too.
Okay. I just missed it during that run of movies.
It's on HBO right now. You can stream it on HBO Go.
Holy shit. Are you getting broken into?
No, that's our roof settles when it gets colder. It's a corrugated steel roof.
It's like, do we need to call the cops? You okay?
No, I'm fine.
It's all right.
Some spooky ghosts in there.
just a warehouse, just a 2,200 square foot warehouse full of cars.
I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you damn podcasters.
Man, I love all those like dank Scooby-Doo memes.
I'd watch the hell out of a reboot of old animated Scooby-Doo, you know, in the style of old, like the older Scooby-Doo.
The guys that did Rick and Morty should do that shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tweet them.
Fuck, man. I want them to finish Rick and Morty, though. I just got into it. I just barely watched it, and it was like, oh, God, amazing. Got to watch all of them. I did the same thing. I'd also recommend on Netflix, Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Fucking hilarious.
I heard you talk about that on, is it Bad Motivated?
PCU.
Oh, PCU.
The Peacup.
Your analysis of pop culture.
And you said...
it gets me every time.
Oh, shit. What's his name? Nick Kroll. You said he did a really good impression of Will Arnett.
Yeah, dude. It sounds just fucking like him.
That's crazy, man. Because Will Arnett's
got... I thought it was Will Arnett.
He's got such a unique voice. You can't... just can't, like... reproduce it, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's all those cigarettes.
Something tells me Dallas could do it. Every now and then you've got a little hand of Will on it when I hear you say
something. Oh, really?
I think you could pull it off if you really tried.
Oh, man. You know what? One of my favorite...
You've got homework now.
I'm gonna work on it. And you know what I'm going to watch to get warmed up? Blades of Glory. Fuck, I love that movie. I just love that they convince Jenna Fisher that she's got a... fuck Will Ferrell, the sex addict. Oh, God. And he's running on the treadmill and they're throwing biscuits at him. Man, we've gone all over the map. Strange Brew, freaking to Blades of Glory, and all over everywhere between.
That's what makes a good podcast, man.
Absolutely.
For show.
No roadmap.
So what's another... What, is there any other good scenes from this movie that people should know about, or things you just didn't think were coming when you first saw it that all of a sudden came out of nowhere and got you?
Yeah. Josh, what did you think about the whole like premise of the movie, like just getting weirder and crazier for a comedy? I mean, that's one of the things I love about it, is it's just so goddamn zany.
Well, that's precisely what I thought. I was like, you know, I just thought it was, it's in the vein of like most 80s comedies, but then it takes a fucking U-turn and like an L and an S and a zigzag and a zippity-doo. It's just all over the place, and it's like, there's just jokes that, you know, some of them don't land, and you're just like, wow, that was pretty.
Dude, how about the scene up, like when they're going to jail? So like they get, the two brothers get framed by the brewery owner's brother, who ends up marrying into owning the brewery, and Brewmeister Smith, Lorsa and Tekka, and they frame like her kidnapping and the other like brewmasters kidnapping and end up underwater. Yeah. The cops are coming down and he's pulling his license out and they're sucking air out of the beer bottles.
That was a really good scene. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But then it leads up to another good scene, which is where they're going to court and the fucking attorney they get hired, he's like, they're coming up the stairs of the courthouse. That might be the
greatest scene in the movie.
Right? And he goes, it's the press. Hold this for me. And then he goes, proceeds to kick the shit out of all these reporters, yep, like, for no reason.
That's how you deal with the press.
And then she jumps out. That chick jumps out. Kia! He just beats the shit out of her. Just like, all right. And then it leads into the greatest scene, which is the courtroom scene. And Doug gets the bloody nose, and they shove the bullets up his nose to get to stop. He's got a bleeding nose, eh? Hey, order in the court. He's got some bleeding nose.
It's just one skit after another. That's the thing about it. You know what I mean? And it just, that's exactly what it is. It's just one skit after another.
Yeah, it's like if they were going to make a Saturday Night Live skit and run it over the course of 5 years, and it slices perfectly into a movie. Is this gag after gag? The fucking hockey games in the ice house room when they wear the black and white like hockey armor, and it's like all Star Wars and shit, and then they end up playing in it and playing that Kooloo Cuckoo theme song, you know, run that.
Good day.
So good. But they end up playing that on the keyboard, and it makes all the fucking insane people fight. Look at these hosers, eh? It's making them fight, eh?
I'll say that when the movie opens, I was literally sitting, I was laying in bed last night. I put it on, I'm like, uh-oh.
Trying to figure out, like, what kind of movie is this?
What did these fucking guys just get me into? Like, $3.99 on iTunes in an hour and a half of my life. How much am I going to make it through before I go, you fucking assholes played a wonderful trick on me, and this is not what your show is based on, and you can go fuck yourselves. And then it turns into an actual movie. I'm like, okay, thank God. I do love the last like 10 seconds of the movie where Rick Moranis breaks.
If you didn't like it and you want to get your money back, you know how to do it?
How?
You just bring in a jar of moths.
Yeah. And they fly up to the glass where the projector is.
They did this on their album.
Like they're Cheech and Chong or something. I love like when they're at the end, when they've saved Oktoberfest, and they're talking to Rosie and the brewery, the gal that ends up inheriting the brewery, the daughter. And what is it? Was it the cops they were talking, or the detective? And they're both like, "Hey, we should probably dispose of this beer, that truck full of that bad beer. But you know, we have a question, is it like poisonous? Like, would it harm you if you drink it?"
No, it'll wear off.
No, we're off over time. And they're like, and then they bring that shit home to their dad.
It's a 10 speed. Oh, it's like 5 speed times 2.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. It'll work.
What you can't drive this. We're going to end up in the water again.
What did Rick Moranis' character end up eating to get him so sick? You remember? Like
chocolate milk, dude. Yeah, you got the chocolate milk out of the vending machine.
And the daughter comes over and comforts him, and it's like it's patting his back. And
he's sucking on his thumb.
Oh, I'm so sick. Eh? Chocolate milk.
You shouldn't have drank all that chocolate milk, she says.
I mean,
warm chocolate milk is disgusting to me, and it was probably chunky.
And I don't know if it's just, like, I don't know what it is, but I think that Airplane is a funnier movie than Strange Brews. Am I the only one thinking that? I mean, I like it, but it's Airplane's just a better movie, I think. Like, better
comedy. Different style for me. I would say they're on the same level, just a different style.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because Airplane is, but I mean, it still has that kind of like, the gags are similar. It flows from one gag.
Yeah, they're prop gags, though, or like sight gags.
Well, I think for me, as much as I love Strange Brew, I've always felt like it was like real front heavy. Like all the best parts for me were in the beginning, and then it slows down a little bit. And it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just that every time I watch it, I get about halfway through, and I'm like, well, I passed most of my favorite parts. I'm good. Maybe I'll start over. But Airplane, Airplane's solid throughout. It's pretty consistent. And I've probably seen it more because we used to watch that one as a kid just on repeat. Tim, guess what we're doing next week?
What?
Airplane.
Wow. No, we're not.
You haven't seen Airplane, Tim?
I've seen Airplane.
Yeah.
He's just telling me how I'm going to run my fucking show.
Yep. That's what I do.
He has this network now. He thinks he's the shit.
Well, Timmy, you ever seen a grown man naked?
Hey, Tim, do you like to hang around in gymnasiums?
Use this joke last time.
Pretty much. I think the kid's name was Timmy, though.
He was Timmy.
Yeah. Timmy?
Hey, Timmy here. Yeah. You seen a grown man naked?
You like movies about gladiators? Hey, I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The whole
like he could sit in that plane seat and fly it. He's like fucking 6'11". Yep.
And when they drag him out of the seat after he passes out, he's got his uniform on. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot. I think you're great, but my dad says that you don't try hard.
One of my favorite bits is when everyone's lining up to, like, you know, wail on this the fucking the passenger that's freaking out. She's like, ah!
Oh, yeah.
And the nun comes up, get a hold of yourself, slapping her. And then there's a whole line of people with, like,
baseball
pipes
bat and a wrench.
Chains and shit. I love it. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of 80s humor that really holds up. And then there are some, you know, some movies here or there that, you know, they're hit or miss. But... Animal House was another one of those really classic movies that I actually, the first time I ever saw it was on Laserdisc. Like my dad, you know, he took me down to the basement. He's like, your mom wouldn't want me showing you this, but this is a really funny movie. So we put it on the Laserdisc of all fucking things. And man, that movie's fucking so funny, dude. Oh my God. It's so good. The ladder, just classic. The ladder just, doom, doom. And it's looking at the fucking co-ed through the fucking window. I love it. And he just falls back. I love that shit, man.
See, and I would go with Caddyshack over that one.
Yeah, get that.
I liked them both growing up. I always love that line. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? What did he say? He's on a roll. Just let him go.
You ever seen 1942, Josh?
No, I don't think I have.
The Belushi. Is that a Belushi movie, Patrick?
Hold on. Hey, Siri.
Sounds familiar.
Maybe it's an Aykroyd movie. It's like right around 80, I think it came out. That's one I'll have to go see again. I remember liking that. I can't remember everything about it.
Yeah, I know I've seen it, but...
All right, we got homework times. For the next yeah. Strange Brew. Stranger Brews.
Do you know that Bill Skarsgård is going to be in another Stephen King movie or a Stephen King TV show called Castle Rock?
They're doing the multiverse, bro. And I don't think anybody can do fucking Pennywise except for that dude.
But I don't think I've seen...
realize who his dad was. That was crazy. I didn't realize that, you know, he was related.
Well, yeah, but I'd never seen anything that Bill was in besides It. Like, but I've seen, like, yeah. You know, his all his family and stuff. Like, his dad and stuff.
What's the what's the other movie he's going to be in?
It's a TV show called Castle Rock. And it's Stephen King adaption.
Well, he did this whole universe for all of these things that are, you know, The Stand and Dark Tower. And
yeah, like supposedly a lot of them are all connected and everything.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Like, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a Hulu show based on his stories, intertwining characters and themes from all these from this town, which a lot of his books took place in the town of Castle Rock. So,
yeah.
Very interesting. Well,
and they're saying,
and look at Bill Skarsgård, and it, so on the Wikipedia, it's got the cast and who they're playing. And for Bill Skarsgård, there's no name listed. Everybody else has their name listed. So this should be interesting.
Pennywise.
Interesting.
You think?
Hey, Terry O'Quinn's in it.
Pennywise. Oh, sweet, man. John Locke can do no wrong.
Yeah. All right, now I'm in. Well, I was probably going to watch anyways, but now I'm definitely in.
I was in anyway, but now I'm locked in.
Yes! Jesus fucking Christ.
You better slow your roll there, champ.
God, man. I hope King Tom listens to this episode.
You should tell him to watch it.
Yeah.
Just pick up the phone and to it. Give him a shout.
No doubt. Actually, I don't think I have his number. I need to get it.
Give him a shout. No doubt.
You know what? No, I do have his number. Never mind.
We'll say it on air. We all can take it.
Yeah, there we go.
Usually, you just play a trumpet, and it works every time. He usually responds.
I love when somebody asked him, why don't you do a podcast? He goes, I do many, many podcasts. Yeah. Like, this is his podcast. If we mention his name, it's his.
He's on like, every show.
Pretty much.
It's awesome. Well, what else do we want to cover, Tim?
The teaser trailer for Castle Rock mentions titles and characters from a number of Stephen King novels, including It, Dolores Claiborne, Needful Things, Salem's Lot, Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption, Dreamcatcher, Night Shift, The Green Mile, Misery, Hearts in Atlantis, The Shining, The Mangler, Four Past Midnight, Different Seasons, Nightmares and Dreamscapes, and The Night Flyer. And that's a 10-episode series. So, damn.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, that's a smart thing to do to make that multiverse interconnected because... You know, you think about what, is it Warner that was doing the Monsters kind of universe
Universal.
With Mummy? That was,
that's Universal.
Universal, okay, yeah.
Warner's DC.
When I heard about that, like I heard about the Monsters universe and then that movie come out, Mummy. Oh, man, I was like, fuck, this is going to suck. But if they did a Stephen King kind of thing like the MCU for Marvel... Mm-hmm. I'd be so down.
Well, it would be cool if this series, like if all the movies they make stood on their own, but this series tied them together, because then you could go to see the movies without feeling like you needed to see, you know, all of the shit. But executive producer J.J. Abrams. No wonder John Locke's in it.
And that is totally cool, by the way.
Yeah.
He's also producing an adaption of an anime as well, I heard.
Interesting.
J.J.?
Yep. J.J., yep. Forget the name of it, but it's a pretty popular anime, and they're doing a live-action version of it. I'll look that up. Yeah, it's called Your Name. That's what the anime is called.
Sound familiar to you, Tim?
No, I have absolutely no idea what that is.
I say you know more about anime than me.
No, I don't have a clue what that is. From just some photos, it looks like there's a certain type of anime that I want. Well, that sounds bad.
You like those tentacles, do you?
Yeah.
There's not an octopus or two in there. I'm out.
Do you drink Sailor Jerry when you, or the Kraken when you watch
oh,
that shit?
Oh, my God, yeah. Get me in the mood.
Crickets.
I can't eat calamari without a quarter chub.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder why you're not allowed in those sushi restaurants anymore.
No wonder why it's been months and months and months and months.
Just an update since we met no! like two weeks ago. Just a quick update since you guys want to bring that shit up.
Okay.
We met about 2 weeks ago, so the number is now whatever it was plus 2 weeks.
Plus 2 weeks? I was like, there's no fucking way. I'm proud of you, son.
Proud of me.
For your honesty.
It's what I'm known for. What else you guys want to talk about? What other 80s hit classics do you like watching on a cold winter's night?
Gremlins.
Vacation.
Oh, Gremlins,
yeah. That's
Vacation.
Gremlins. What are we talking about? We're talking about Gremlins or we're talking about Vacation?
Dealer's choice.
Okay, Vegas Vacation.
Ooh, yeah. I like Vegas Vacation. It's fucking hilarious. I
love that movie.
I've never seen it.
Christmas Vacation is the best one, though.
Down Papa Giorgio.
Christmas Vacation is good.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation is very good.
It's a bit nipply out there.
Not a log. I don't have a log.
And Elaine, what's her name that was Elaine, is next door.
Oh, yeah. And they just get their house wrecked.
And they see Cousin Eddie at nothing but his fucking bathrobe dumping the Port-a-John down the fucking sewer. Shitter was full. The shitter was full.
Man, Randy Quaid has really gone downhill. Holy smokes.
Oh, no doubt, man.
Wow.
Fuck.
Forgot about that.
Dude, meth is a hell of a drug, yeah, man.
It is. Whatever he's fucking taking these days. Oh, man. I just love...
He's still making crazy videos and shit?
Maybe.
You gotta pay for that meth somehow.
I just love him in Independence. Like, that's like one of my favorite things that he's ever been in.
Oh, fuck yeah. When I got abducted... I remember, like, when he's flying the jet at the end... into their weapon. Hello, boys. It's me.
I'm back.
I just came to say, up yours.
Oh, man. I love it. We went from Christmas Vacation to Independence Day. My bad.
It's a movie podcast. It's fine.
So there's no movie off limits here.
Really?
So what do you think about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, Jesus. Where's your other hand? Between two pillows.
I haven't seen that one.
Those aren't pillows!
I have to rewatch that one, I think. It's like I'm next on my list.
Yeah.
My dad's one of my dad's all-time favorite movies, man. If we watch that, he fucking just can't breathe. He laughs so
that
hard.
That was one of my mom's favorite. Times. I think we saw that movie 4 times in the theater. She loved it so much. It's classic.
Oh, dude, how are we forgetting about Spaceballs?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Bring us all the way back to Rick Moranis.
Lovely.
We lost the creeps.
I mean, Tesla has a certain speed on their 90D model.
Oh, God. Ludicrous speed?
That totally references the movie. I mean, that's how powerful the movie is. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken!
Yeah, Schwartz is as big as mine.
If you want to have a good time, if you have 3 hours to kill and you just want to spend an hour and a half of it watching Spaceballs... Watch the DVD commentary if you can find it somewhere with Mel Brooks. He just makes you just love it even more. It's amazing.
Found anything yet? We ain't found shit.
And they got the afro pick.
You said comb the desert, so we're combing the desert. Robin Hood Men in Tights is one of my favorite Mel Brooks films.
Another Mel Brooks classic.
I fucking love that movie.
Have you ever seen, not silent movie, History of the World?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, Josh, have you seen
it?
No,
I haven't seen it.
All right. That, catch that one.
Yeah.
That one's good, too.
History of the World.
Yeah. Part one.
Part one.
There's not a part two. They just called it the part one. It's
I think it,
Mel Brooks,
I think it
man.
Ends with a trailer for the part two that doesn't exist.
How have I not
right?
seen this?
Hitler on Ice.
Yeah, Hitler on Ice was part two. That's right.
Tim, have you seen that one?
No.
Okay, put that.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on your watch list. That's some good shit.
Put those on your. Yeah, you guys will totally think it's for those two.
Have you seen Dracula Dead and Loving It?
Yes, yeah. Fuck yeah. Leslie Nielsen, dude, man. How have I not seen it?
That came out.
Spy Hard.
That came out in 95 when I was like just becoming aware of humor. Watch that like back to back, that fucking movie.
I just came across a meme with it's the body of an AT-AT, but it's got the Mars Attacks Martian head on it, and it's AT-AT. Addict.
There, we're back.
Mars Attacks is a great movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
How about they play that old like country western music to blow up all their heads at the end of the movie? That's so terrible, their heads explode.
And I'm calling you. Holy shit.
Do we want to play the Connect the Dots game?
Sure.
Let's do
it. Let's close out on that.
Whew.
All right, so we'll take Rick Moranis.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Well, that's our starting point. No, you got to have somebody we know.
I was just realizing who we were going to have to connect. I'm like, fuck.
Josh, who's your favorite actor or actress?
Oh, fuck.
But it has to be out of something we talked about.
Yeah.
From any of the movies we referenced today.
Yeah, pick. You know what? You can pick. It doesn't have to even be your favorite. Pick an actor or actress from anything we mentioned today except Strange Brew.
John Belushi.
Okay. So the game goes like this. It's like 6 degrees of separation, so we need to connect Rick Moranis to John Belushi using only movies, and each movie you use is a point, so whoever gets the lowest points wins the game. But no help from Google or Wikipedia or IMDb.
Yeah, just off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head.
And it has to be a movie that they're both in?
So, for example, Rick Moranis is in Ghostbusters with Dan Aykroyd, who's in the Blues Brothers with John Belushi. There's mine.
Wow,
boom, two.
So what movie have they been in together?
Yeah. Do you want to pick someone else?
Yeah, that might be hard.
Because they're kind of the same era when, you know, starting out at least. It's probably easier to, and there's always the SCTV and SNL guys. We're all in a bunch of shit together. So throw out anybody, and then we'll go.
But it still has to be from what we mentioned, right?
Yeah, and we mentioned a lot of shit tonight, so.
Ah, shit. What about Bill Skarsgård?
There we go.
Oh, fuck it. All
right. That's a tough one.
Oh, man, I'm struggling.
I only know Bill Skarsgård from, like, two things.
I know. I'm trying to use the second one that I know from, but I don't want to say what it is in case it's not what you're thinking of.
Just movies, right?
Yeah, just movies.
So then, no.
Okay, I think I got it.
Fuck you.
What? You still beat me. All right. Bill Skarsgård was in Atomic Blonde with John Goodman, who was in Blues Brothers sequel, Blues Brothers 2000, whatever it was called, with Dan Aykroyd, who was in Ghostbusters with Rick Moranis. How many
Fuck
is that?
You.
Three? Is that three?
Say it again.
Is that three? Bill Skarsgård was in Atomic Blonde. John Goodman. John Goodman's in Blues Brothers 2000 with Dan Aykroyd, who is in Ghostbusters Four. With Rick Moranis.
It's three.
Nice.
What a dick.
Yeah, I can't beat that, man. I was trying to go... he's in Allegiant. It's stupid.
No.
So
I know what
I'm
you're
like,
about.
Okay, and I've got there's gotta be some, and I'm thinking Jeff Daniels is in that movie. Is he in an 80s movie or a 90s movie they're in together? You know, like I'm like thinking that's what I was thinking the whole time because that would have got me too.
Yeah, probably is. It's just hard to think of. He was in a lot of shit. Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, I was just thinking Jeff Daniels, and then I just got lost in how much shit he's in. And then you think about 80s actors that probably should have been in a movie together and weren't. Like, why weren't Matthew Broderick and Rick Moranis in a movie together?
Huh. Yeah, I can't think of one.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, damn, I can go, you know, I can go that route. That'd be three or two.
You want to play a second round? Connect Rick Moranis and Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, we could probably do all that. Right.
What are we doing? Rick Moranis and...
Rick Moranis to Matthew Broderick. That might be a little bit of a... little more fair. Give everyone a shot. Oh, shit. Okay, Rick Moranis to Matthew Broderick. I know I can do this.
I fucking hate this game. Rick Moranis is the fucking trump card, man.
Keep wanting to say Little Shop of Horrors, but I don't know how to connect anybody. It's just the first thing that comes to mind.
Huh, I got it.
You got it?
Let me just see how many it is.
Go for it. We'll just count it.
Okay. Rick Moranis is in L.A. Story.
Yep.
Sarah Jessica Parker is in L.A. Story.
Okay, so that's one.
And they are in Mars Attacks. Oh, that's Broderick. God damn it.
Broderick to Broderick?
No. Aren't we going to Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
There you go.
Two.
He's in Mars Attacks? Yeah. He is. Oh, shit. Yeah. I forgot he was in that. There you go. Two is going to be hard to beat.
And we talked about that movie, too.
We did.
What is he?
Nicely done.
What is he? Mars Attacks.
What the fuck is L.A. Story?
You've never seen L.A. Story?
God, watch that shit. It's great. Wait, didn't Carrie Fisher have something to do with the writing on that movie? No, that was Parenthood. Never mind.
What the fuck is L.A. Story?
It's a Steve Martin movie.
Steve Martin movie.
Dallas wins again. Unless someone can get there in one move.
There's no way. They're not in a movie together. The point of the game was I was saying they weren't in a movie together. God, that was taking me forever.
Wait a minute.
Okay. I'm like, Sarah Jessica Parker's married to Broderick, and I know she's in a Rick Moranis movie. What fucking movie was it?
Are you sure Rick Moranis is in that? You're not thinking of My Blue Heaven? Because I'm looking at the list here.
L.A. Story, dude. Google it.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, cameos. Chevy Chase, Woody Harrelson. Oh, Rick Moranis. Okay, yeah, he did a cameo. You win. Two moves.
Oh, I like that. I like L.A. Story.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I like L.A.
That's a good one. Nicely
done. I knew I'd
done.
Seen him in that movie. Yeah. But I was more like Sarah Jessica. I knew there was a movie that her and Rick Moranis were in. I couldn't remember which one, and it was L.A. Story.
Fuck, dude. Tim, we got to step up our game. Dallas keeps winning, and he's not even on the show.
Oh, but I fucking don't want Dallas to win again. He's a dick.
Oh, sore loser. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, Tim.
This is the Hulk music.
Dude, we
right?
need to like create an algorithm for this shit.
Isn't this the Hulk music? I'm pretty sure it is, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to chat about tonight?
I think I'm good.
I'm good.
Me too.
Good across the board. Well, gents, why don't you, our lovely guests, why don't you tell the lovely people out there where they can find you and what podcast you're on, and then we'll close everything out.
I am on a podcast with the lovely Dallas, and it is Stranger Brews Pod, and you can find us on, actually, I run the Instagram, and the Instagram is Stranger Brews Pod on Instagram.
And what's your Twitter
handle?
Oh, yeah,
Joshua Beer Geek is my Twitter handle.
Nice.
And I am Dallas Wood at DWizzle1978, and you can reach me also on Stranger Brew Pod or Twitter at Stranger Brews Pod. And I'm on P-Cup, Pop Culture Underground Popcast, and also the Bad Motivators Podcast.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen. Patrick, anything else? Where can they find you, Patrick?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at Bonfrisco. You can also follow the network at RF Podcasting. That's Radio Free Podcasting. Or check the website, radiofreepodcasting.com. And we are going to keep this party going. We're going to add Kevin on and record an episode of Radio Free Mandalore that'll go up tomorrow. And then we're going to do a Stranger Brews all together that'll be up the next day. So this is the beginning of a three-parter.
Now, Patrick, how much does it cost for a subscription to Radio Free Podcasting?
A subscription?
Yeah. So I get one of each of the podcasts. How much does that cost?
Absolutely free.
Woohoo!
I don't know where you were going with that, but I'm going with you, buddy.
Yeah. Just hold your nuts. Let's go. That's going to do it for us tonight, folks. You can find me on Twitter at ThatBeasley, or feel free to drop us a line for Hollywood and Vine at The Hollywood Pod. Let us know what you think and what we should review next. On behalf of Patrick Bonfrisco.
Hey, that's me.
Our guests, Dallas Wood and Josh Nelson. I'm Tim Beasley. Thank you for listening to Hollywood and Vine tonight. Go watch something new this week. Or something really, really old.
Okay, cut.
That's a wrap. Thanks very much.
Man, Sarah Jessica Parker, bro. She's just... What a Family Guy call her.
Fucking horse face?
I said she looked like a foot.
Yeah, that's what it was. She does look like a foot. who is it? Patrick? Ralph?
Ralph always calls her a horse.
Calls her horse face.
Yeah, I'm a Kim Cattrall guy from Sex and the City. I would do her.
Oh, Charlotte all the way. What are you talking about?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I would do Charlotte. I would do Charlotte, too. Who am I kidding? I do them all. But anyway.